The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bert Show.
I found it.
You found what?
You remember the men slash tick slash bear slash woman analogy that I completely butchered just a little bit ago?
I do indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, I found the original poster who does a beautiful job explaining the men tick bear. By the way, I don't know why I threw the bear in there. The bear didn't need to be in there. Yeah.
I get where you're coming from because that was a big social media thing like a year ago. Women were choosing between the bear and men. And yeah, now we're choosing between ticks and men.
I'm so confused.
Okay. So like we were talking about this kind of grew from men being concerned about approaching women and that conversation. Yeah. And Abby's like, I just want a man to come up and you know, instigate a conversation with me. And then we were talking about women's safety, like in safety with men. And that's, we've also had conversations about these inappropriate DMs that they've been receiving. And, you know, one woman was ghosting somebody, but like, where maybe she was afraid to like turn them down because guys can have adverse reactions. It's just been a whole dialogue, right?
So where's the bear and the tick come in?
Okay, so here is at Katorz88 on TikTok, K-A-T-O-R-S-88 on TikTok. And she does what she calls pink pilling her husband and just enlightening to him on what it's like to be a woman.
Can you read the comment again one more time?
Women are uniquely positioned as the only species expected to form intimate bonds with their natural predators, men.
You're not expected to form intimate bonds with every man, just one that you want. Like, you're not really expected to form intimate bonds with your own predator. But what you are required to do is vet anyone you want to have an intimate bond with because they could be a predator. I don't have to do that.
Again, there's this probably this knee-jerk reaction. Not all men are predators. Not all men.
I literally was thinking that in my head.
But unknown men, it's the fact that you're an unknown man. Actually, I heard a great analogy about this.
Okay.
Not all ticks carry Lyme disease.
Oh, keep going.
But we do know that some ticks carry Lyme disease.
Right.
And therefore, what do? We try to avoid
all of them,
all ticks, because some of them do carry Lyme disease. So not all men are predators. Some men are predators.
But when you're unknown, you don't know which one.
But when you're an unknown man, we don't know which one.
Right. Yeah, not all men are predators. Absolutely not. But you don't know which is which. So it's like you have to like slowly dip your toe in the pool to check the temperature of the water with each new man you're introduced to. Or, you know what I mean? Like, or you're going to have some type of tertiary relationship or you're interested in. Yeah. You have to be so like careful and slow and like on alert, high alert probably, because you don't know what type of person he is.
Is that a married couple?
Yes.
Okay. The last conversation that Amanda and I had that was that deep was we were debating how much a cumulus cloud weighs.
They have different conversations in their household than you.
So that's that's a fun convo, though.
By the way, it's about 8 elephants.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Which is how many pounds?
A lot.
Yeah. Lots of pounds.
Anyway, so back.
But so to that point, I think it's just, I think it's important for men to be aware of a woman's mindset, and that, yeah, unfortunately, because you know, a majority of violence against women is done by men, right? And it's when you look at the numbers, how many of us have experienced some kind of harassment, yeah, et cetera, you have to go in with your guard up because we don't know which, yes, one of y'all have Lyme disease.
Okay, I understood that part of the analogy. Yeah. I just am still very confused on where the bear came into the picture in the first place.
I shouldn't have put the bear in there.
There was no bear in
there. Yeah, okay. not in this analogy.
The Bird Show.